Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Steel Nation Radio, brought to you by Total Sports Enterprises. I'm Mike Palaya of SteelNationAssociation.com, where we cover the Steelers all day, every day, while bringing you, the Steeler fans, together in an effort to raise money for Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. Come to visit the site, read the articles, listen to the podcast, join the club, help us raise money for Children's Hospital at the same time. You already know by now, but you can also find my work on SteelCityUnderground.com, along with many other very talented columnists who cover the Steelers all day, every day, and will get you all the stories that you need whenever you need them. So check us out over there as well. Many great articles, podcasts, and much, much more on SteelCityUnderground.com. All right, so the Steelers had a bye week. Came at a good time, I think. I mean, they are 6-2 and, you know, relatively healthy through the first half of the season. I think, you know, if you had a bye week maybe a few weeks later, that could be beneficial. But the exact even point of the season isn't a bad spot to take the bye. At 6-2, you know, we should feel really happy with the record if the playoffs, of course, were to start today, which, again, I'll remind everyone, they don't. We've got two more months of football to go, but if they were to start today, the Steelers would be the number one seed in the AFC. So it's hard to complain about that first half. Of course, we know they had losses to both the Bears and the Jaguars. The Jaguars, though, they don't look too bad. They appear to be a potential playoff team. So that loss doesn't look as horrible as it did in the beginning of the year when that happened, although they did lose by 21 points. The Bears lost. The Bears actually look a little bit better than I thought they might be. They're still a bad team, but, you know, we'll just have to roll with it. So 6-2 with 8 more games to go. And I actually think they're going to go 6-2 in the second half as well to finish 12-4. One of those losses, I think, will be to the Patriots at home on December 17th. I just don't think the Steelers beat them in that game, but I do think that they'll face them again in the playoffs, and I'll get to that. And then another one I think is just going to be a random one of the other seven. You know, the Texans could trip them up, possibly the Ravens, maybe even the Bengals, who aren't that good. But I think it's going to be some random loss somewhere that's going to give them a fourth loss on the season. And I think because they're going to lose to the Patriots, in my opinion at least, they will finish 12-4 and get the number two seed heading into the playoffs, which means they will get a first round bye. They'll win their first playoff game, and they'll head to New England for the AFC Championship game for a second consecutive season. But I'm sticking with my early season prediction. I had that in the beginning of the year. I'm sticking with it here in the middle of the year, and I think it's going to be that way at the end of the year. I think Steelers are going to go in there for that AFC Championship game, and they're going to win that game, and they're going to go to the Super Bowl. And I think they'll win it. Although right now, I got to tell you, the way that Carson Wentz and the Eagles are playing, if they were to get there, they would be a very, very tough challenge for the Steelers. But we are months away from that, so we're jumping well, well ahead. So, with that said, let's get into this upcoming week, the beginning of the second half, and the game that should start off with a W, in my opinion, against the Indianapolis Colts, who obviously are without Andrew Luck. They are not a good football team in any way, shape, or form, as they sit at the bottom of the AFC South at 3-6. Honestly, I don't even know how they have 3 wins. But they will host the Steelers this week in a game that really doesn't mean anything for the Colts other than, you know, I guess playing for pride at this point and potentially displaying Jacoby Brissett to trade in the offseason, because you would think that Andrew Luck would be back at the beginning of next year. He's definitely not going to play this year, but we'll see what happens beyond that for the Colts. But I guess we'll start with Brissett in this conversation. And Brissett, he's not great. He's also not the worst quarterback the Steelers will have faced this year. He's passed for 1,950 yards, 7 touchdowns, 4 picks. He's got a rating of 85.6, so he's relatively efficient, about 200 yards a game. You know, he's more of a game manager. He's not going to light it up. He's not going to be somebody that I think the Steelers need to fear. He has taken 32 sacks this year in the games he's played in. So he's obviously prone to getting sacked. So I think the Steelers are going to need to bring the pressure from the outside with TJ Watt, Bud Dupree, up the middle with Shazier. I wouldn't mind seeing the ends as far as Tuitt and Cam Hayward coming around and getting him there occasionally as well. And I think that they're going to blitz him a lot, and I think he's definitely someone that they can get to and, you know, sack 4, 5, 6 times throughout this game. And as a young quarterback, I think if they are able to sack him early specifically, they can probably rattle him. I think that they need to obviously watch out for T.Y. Hilton, who's the biggest deep threat and is a very talented receiver. I expect Artie Burns to be the guy that covers him. I mean, maybe Joe Hayden will take him occasionally, but he's their big deep threat guy. He's got 34 catches for 702 yards, so he's got a 20.6 yards per catch average, which is pretty solid. So he is the guy that, you know, they'll be looking to go downfield. And then his safety net is Jack Doyle, the tight end, with 50 receptions for 440 yards. So he's not getting too deep down the field, but he's obviously picking up a lot of balls. I expect either Shazier or Vince Williams to be on him most of the time. I guess it's possible that the outside guys could take him. But I just don't think that these guys are a very potent offense. They rank towards the bottom half of the league, somewhere around 19 or so in total offense. In points per game, they're only averaging right around 18. So they're not specifically a good offense. Of course, the Steelers are only averaging slightly under 21 points a game. They haven't exactly lit it up yet this year either. We'll get to that. But I do think that, you know, they just aren't an offense that should scare the Steelers. And, you know, the Steelers bring the blitz. They take out T.Y. Hilton with Artie Burns and, you know, limit Jack Doyle. I think they're in great shape with in regards to the passing game. And then, you know, from a rushing attack, it's Frank Gore, who's ancient. That's their guy. He leads the team with 455 yards. I mean, they're just not running the ball effectively. And I don't expect them to be a big threat on the Steelers. Now, the Steelers have had their issues in the run game this year. There's no denying it. But they've had a week off. They start the second half with the weak Colts. And I think that, I'm not super concerned about the offense that they have to face. Not super concerned about the defense they have to face either. The Colts are the last ranked defense in the NFL. And the Steelers, who have not been super efficient on offense, as I mentioned, slightly under 21 points per game, can get healthy after a week off and then starting the second half with a very weak Indianapolis Colts team. I fully expect the Steelers to improve to 7-2 after this one. The Colts are a very poor defense, specifically against the pass. They're not great against the run either, but specifically against the pass, they are pretty atrocious. I think they're 31st against the pass in terms of yards per game allowed. And I expect that Roethlisberger and that offense are going to go to town on them. I keep saying this, but I wrote an article the other day predicting the Steelers will score at least 30 points in 3 out of the final 8 games. I do think this is one of those games. They have to explode at some point here. And I just expect Roethlisberger after the week off to kind of come back ablaze and sort of like he was last season. I also wrote in that same article that I think this is it for him. I think this is his last ride and he retires. And I don't think he wants to go out without showing everybody that he's still capable of getting it done. My son happened to cross top 10 Steelers plays from last season. All of them were offensive plays, or maybe 9 of them were, on YouTube. And he showed it to me earlier today, actually. And the offense, I think it was 9 of those 10 plays. It was absurd, the plays that were made. The balls that Roethlisberger threw, the catches and runs that Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell made specifically in those top 10. And quite honestly, we really haven't seen much of those plays that could rival that from last year so far this season, specifically out of Roethlisberger. His inaccuracy has been a little bit dumbfounding. And I just don't expect it to continue into the second half. He knows it. You know it. The team knows it. And he's more than capable of playing like he had the last few years, and I think that will happen. Another one of my predictions actually about the second half was that he won't throw more than 4 interceptions the rest of the way, which would put him at 13 total for the season. And I think if that ends up being the case, 13 total with 5 of them in one game is a pretty solid season. So I just expect a lot out of him. I expect a lot out of the receivers too. Obviously, Antonio Brown, I do think, is going to get all those catches as he usually will, but I think he's going to fall slightly short of 100 receptions this year because of the emergence specifically of Juju Smith-Schuster, who I think is going to become a much bigger part of the offense in the second half. I think he now should be and will be the number 2 receiver ahead of Martavis Bryant this week and forward. And side note, congratulations, Juju, for getting your driver's license this week. And then, you know, Martavis, I don't think he's done. I think that he's going to get some balls the rest of the way and be a factor the rest of the way. I believe it. I do believe it. And I think because of that, the offense will spread out a little bit further. They'll get more points, but some of that will come at the expense of Antonio Brown's catches, which I also predicted will cause a sideline blow up or two the rest of the way. Hopefully that does not interfere with any of the plans. That all said, Le'Veon Bell is still the primary focus. I also wrote that I think he'll get 2,000 scrimmage yards this year. He's slightly under 1,000 right now at the halfway point. But I think he is just too good, and he's just now, you know, the last 3 or 4 weeks ramping up into Le'Veon Bell form. And I think that he is going to rock and roll the rest of the way. Obviously, the main focus later in the season, assuming the Steelers are playing as solidly as I think that they will be limiting some of his carries and providing him some rest specifically for the playoffs, because they do not need to be without him going down the stretch. There is nobody they can afford to lose more than him, and that includes Ben. I didn't think I would be saying that, but that's the case. Not that Ben's replaceable, he's not, but Le'Veon Bell is less replaceable, and that includes the fact that I think James Conner is and will be a very solid running back in the NFL. He's not Le'Veon Bell, he's not, and nobody is. So they do have to be cognizant of that as we progress through the second half. That said, I think this week, you know, like I said, Roethlisberger is going to go after the Colts corners. I think he's going to have a huge, huge day. The only guy that they even need to really worry about at all in that secondary, in my opinion, is Malik Hooker, who is tied for 3rd in the league with 3 interceptions. That's okay. Not great. But, you know, other than that, I'm not concerned about it. Their pass defense sucks. Their rush defense isn't great. So I think Le'Veon Bell is going to get more than enough yards. And I really would like to see Connor get 5 or 6 carries for, you know, 30 or 40 yards himself. I think that it's time to start integrating him into the offense a little bit more. Defensively, I do expect them to go after and get Jacoby Brissett multiple times. I think 4 or even 5 sacks is not out of the question. From all angles, Watt, Dupree, you know, Shazier, like I said, Tuitt, Hayward, I think they're all in the mix to grab a sack. And I think that they're going to get some turnovers too. I think that they will get a pick or two. I actually predicted Burns will not intercept a pass this year, so I can't give him one. But I think, you know, Hayden or Sean Davis, maybe even Hilton will come up with a pick or two this week. And the Steelers, I think, will run away with this thing 34-10. I just don't think it's going to be close. I think they're going to start it off with a bang, and exactly what Steeler Nation wants to see, an improvement to 7-2. So we will follow that. You know, as long as they don't make the stupid penalties, which they've been known to do, as long as they don't play down to the competition, which is probably the one and main concern that I do have, is the playing down to the competition, which has historically been an issue under Mike Tomlin. You know, and coming off of a bye week, that damn well better not happen, but you just never know. You just never know. But beyond that, I just do not see any reasons for concern against this weak, depleted Indianapolis Colts team that really has nothing on offense to worry about, nothing on defense to worry about, a crowd that's really not into the game anymore, superstar quarterback who isn't playing and won't play this season, lame duck coach, in my opinion. a general manager who doesn't really seem to know what he's doing, and an owner who's, if he's not popping pills, he's getting DUIs. So not real worried about anything there. So again, Steelers 34, Colts 10. And we'll wrap that up with that because there's just not much more to talk about. So we'll talk to you next week, definitely after a Steelers victory. And let's go Steelers.